All right, so I gave you guys that background Gemara so you could just know what my Havi Allah is referring to. All right, but start from my Havi Allah Amar Rav Huna Bere de Rav Yeshua Chazina Yilakos a Mitzvah Malikin Erev Yinachos a Mitzvah. Okay, so start Ibai Lahu. Okay, Rashi. Oh, there's no Rashi.
Yeah.
Well, there's Rashi on I Halakha Osa Mitzvah on the first wide line.
What? Which one?
So he says I Halakha Osa Mitzvah. Oh, you don't have the Rashi there. Sorry. Rashi is I Halakha Osa Mitzvah. He says I Mitzvah Shachanaka Tluya Bahalaka Madlikinan. Okay.
It's the first
wide line. Okay. Okay. I Ha Mitzvah Shachanaka Tluya Bahalaka. Okay. If the mitzvah of Hanukkah is totally in halakha, all right? Meaning, what's halakha osa mitzvah mean? It means that the mitzvah of Hanukkah is lighting, okay? Which means that after I light my ner Hanukkah, let's go slowly. If I light my ner Hanukkah, if I fulfill my obligation, okay, but as we know, it can't just be as simple as that. Because we know, thank you. It only took 30 seconds for someone to say pirsum. So we know there has to be someone seeing the ner, right? There has to be some pirsum and isa, so it can't just be halakha osa mitzvah. There must be a makom where it's supposed to be lit. Okay. Whereas hanacha osa mitzvah, but hanacha osa mitzvah is very strange, because what does hanacha osa mitzvah imply? Right, like Rashi says, vi hanacha osa mitzvah, vikr mitzvasa talya behanacha. Right? What's the problem in that statement? Ikr mitzvasa talya behanacha. Putting it down. Okay, so one issue is, what's the role of lighting in Hanukkah? That's one. What else do you see from there? That's a good question too. What's the status of the Nair before it's placed down? That makes another question. Does that imply, there's a critical question. Come on. Hanukkah osa mitzvah. What does that imply? What does that imply? Think about how you light your Nair Hanukkah today.
Oh, wait, you have to actively put it down.
Or?
Or the mitzvah's already done when you put it in the thing.
What do you mean? I have my oil lamp set up in front of me, right? Do I have to do a Maisa Hanukkah?
Or
if you say that, then you would say the lighting of the candle, right? Somehow, even though I'm doing it, means that this object now being munach, right, is now defined as Hanukkah osa mitzvah. In other words, the idea of Hanukkah and the idea of halakha can emerge simultaneously. When I light it, it's now defined as being munach. But that would apply not only to do a Maisa Hanukkah. But it's unclear from the Gemara whether...
As long as you're working on it, you're preparing the wicks and cleaning it out.
You mean like, I know, there's echoes of the Rav Chaim in this, I'm aware. I know. There's no question about it. But now let me ask you another question. If I ask you, before looking at what the Gemara is about to say, if I ask you right now, which side makes more sense? Would you say Halakha Osa Mitzvah or Hanukkah Osa Mitzvah? What would you say?
Halakha.
Probably Halakha, right? I mean... The mitzvah, I mean, it seems that way. No, you can't say that. You can't say that. One second, you can't say that. You can't say that. Because you can't, you'll see why you can't say that. You can't use the bracha. Right, but you'll see why it's a problem. See, I'll tell you why, you can think that and I'll tell you why you're wrong. You know why? Because let me ask you a question. What if I lit a candle in a candle, in a menorah, right? Holding it outside. Let's say I stood in front of my front door, holding a menorah with a lit candle. What? I know what the Gemara says. Before we see that, though, what would you think at this point? What am I lacking in? You wouldn't say I'm lacking in piersum because I'm standing outside with my lit candle. But why should that be a problem? What's the Maisa Hanukkah doing then? Because if you're telling me that's about making sure it's a near shell piersum, so if I stand outside holding my near Hanukkah, why haven't I accomplished that objective? Okay, but let's get as close as possible to what's going. I mean, if you want to really get hyper technical, let's say I'm holding a menorah, right, 1 inch above my table, and I lit the candle already, and I'm holding it right over the table. Are you going to say someone walking by is going to say that it's...
No, I would say that...
Okay. You're going to see this gets very complicated. I'll use Tosfos as an example, right? If you hold a nachos a mitzvah, right, if a cheresh shote v'katan lit the candle, okay, can I still do a hanacha? The answer is yes. But you'll see by the Motzei Shabbos case, right, you'll see in a second... It seems to challenge the idea of halakha not being necessary. You'll see, halakha can't just be as simple as a maisa kvias. There's something more going on here. Yeah, Avi. So you have another funny thing there. It's tempting to say that also. It's tempting to look at that. Even the side that holds halakha maintains some idea of hanacha, but it's a funny thing to call it a heksher, because heksher's usually come
before.
Tafus. Okay, so you have a beautiful thing here. There's so much to define here. It's incredible. So the Gemara says that statement number one. What's the case? If a guy lit a candle, right, and stood there with holding the nair, okay, he has not fulfilled his obligation. Shmamina. Okay, so this case must be one where the guy's standing outside. Okay, he's standing outside, and what's the halacha? Halacha is, if I stood outside in front of my door, and I lit a nair Chanukah, the Gemara is saying, I won't be yotze. Why? Because I didn't do a maisa hanacha. Okay, that's a good raya. One second. Oh, great, it's worthless. I've done absolutely nothing. Okay?
Not really such a factor.
Seem that way at this point, right? Seems like halakha has nothing to do with it. Okay, yeah. So now the Gemara counters by now. So that's a good raya. That's a good proof that hanacha is a mitzvah, which would seem to relegate halakha to being almost like the bare bones technicality possible. Like it's like a technical action. And just quickly cheat over to Tosos where it says the Yibayil who halakha is a mitzvah, but nafka mina imin likal chereshov v'katan ohinicha. What's a nafka mina between the two? That if a chereshov v'katan lit the candle and you held halakha is a mitzvah, you haven't done anything. But if you hold that hanacha is a mitzvah and a chereshov v'katan lit the candle,
I can still put it down.
He gives it to me, I put it down. Okay? But there's all sorts of strange things that come out of this. For instance, let's say I light my Ner Chanukah. I'm sorry, Avi. Let's say I light a candle, okay, outside, and I wait, 20 minutes, 30 minutes, an hour before I put it down. Am I yotze my mitzvah?
Maybe.
Could be. Let's say within the shear of Ner Chanukah, meaning let's say it has to last, we'll make it some 30 minutes at this month, all right? So I held it for 25 minutes and then put it down. Am I yotze? Does the halakha have to be mitzarif to the hanacha? I don't know. You know. So the Gemara now says, no, the hasam. Okay. So no. I could defend halakha osa mitzvah, because if I lit the candle outside, now you got to be very careful here, okay? I lit the candle outside. I'm in the right, let's say, makom for pirsum, right? But what's the problem? The problem is if someone walks by and sees me holding a candle, what are they going to say? I lit it for myself. Okay, I lit it for myself. Okay, let's assume we accept that to be true. I'm not bothered by the premise. It's fine. I don't have a problem with that. Fine. So now the question is, but what question would you ask now? What's lacking then in the Maisa Halakha in out front, right? What's lacking?
There's no distinction as a
Nerchanaka. Right, so how would he solve the problem? Putting it down, right? Okay, good. Okay. Now the Gemara says, no, I'm happy you said that.
No,
okay, so now the Gemara raises the stakes here very, very nicely, okay? So what's the case? The case is that what did you do? So the guy lit it. Now the guy lit it where? He lit it inside his house, okay? Now if you're inside your house, like Rashi says, babayis, and then v'otzio l'chutz, right? K'damar le'el, d'tzarech la'nichal, pesach b'yisla mi'chutz. So what did I do? I lit my candle inside. And I'm going to bring it outside to put it down. Okay? I lit it inside. And again, let's be hyperbolic. I'm literally standing in the foyer, okay? Like 5 inches from my front door. I light my Ner Chanukah. Remember, we're not dealing with sakana, normal piersum. I lit it right in front of the front door. And then I walk, and I walk out, and I walk right outside to put it down. Okay? So this is loss of klum. Okay? I didn't do anything. Well, one second. Why not?
Oh, because
you also
have
halakha
is what's necessary.
No. E amris bishlama. Right. Umishumachi. Yikes. So we didn't see that variable before. Right. So what's this variable? The variable is that what didn't I do? I didn't light it in the right makam. Well, that's weird. So what do I have to do? So why can't I say I lit it inside and then brought it outside? Oh, and now it's good. The reason why is because when I light it, it must be in the, what, the bimkomo ba'inan. Right, the makam halakha.
The makam
pirsum. Okay, fine. Yeah, it's not so fast. The Gemara says, Ella.
Ella,
Right, because what did the guy do wrong? Because what did I do? I lit it inside, and then what did I do after I lit it inside? What did I do? I brought it outside, right? And I put it down. So what's the problem there? What's the problem if I lit it inside and then put it down outside? Anachos a mitzvah? What am I lacking? What am I lacking? Okay? So the Gemara says, Hasamnami. Okay, now, so this is a serious problem. This is very, very, it's very hard to pick up on this. No. So let me explain it first. Hold on. What is it? What is a roa issue here? So if I light it inside, if I hold halakha osam, if I hold hanacha osam mitzvah, and I light it inside, so what's the problem? The problem is if a guy sees me, again, let's be hyperbolic. I'm standing in my foyer. There's a window right next to my foyer, okay? I light the candle inside. Have I done anything yet? At the very best, I've done a heksher for the mitzvah, right? I'm going to put it down outside, okay? And there's no psul in being in the wrong makom because the mitzvah is not expressed until I put it down. So it doesn't matter where I light it. But we're worried about the fact that if a guy saw me inside, what's he going to say?
He's going to say, oh, you originally lit that for
I lit it for myself, okay? Okay, good.
And now he's turned it from yourself into meaning he's going to think that you lit it with the wrong intent, and now you decided
let me ask you this. How about we raise the stakes even more, okay? Okay, again. Let's say I lit in front of my house, okay? I lit in front of my house. All right. So now, according to Hanach, and I didn't put it down yet. Okay, according to Hanach, mitzvah, what have I done?
No.
Okay, and what am I yosem mitzvah?
When
I put it down, right? Okay. Now, when I'm holding in my hand, when I'm standing outside, right? What would you, according to Hanach, mitzvah, what would you consider the status of that candle? What's the status of the candle when I'm standing outside before I put it down?
Did you light with Das for Hanukkah?
I lit with Das for Hanukkah.
Almost
there? But let me ask you a question. But what's second? But what about the Roa?
Yeah.
What about the Roa? When the Roa, if the Roa sees me light on your Hanukkah, now according to Hanukkah Osa Mitzvah, if he sees you light on your Hanukkah outside, is he gonna say that Tzarcha would knock it?
Yeah.
Oh, but you'll say that doesn't matter. Why not? Okay, weird. Because you're gonna say there has to be some sort of I don't know, I'm not gonna answer that yet. Now let's go the other way. Okay, let's go the other way. That the problem of a roa letzarchu denaket, the Gemara is bringing that in as a kasha against hanachos mitzvah. Excuse me, as a resolving hanachos mitzvah. Meaning, what's the problem? The problem isn't in the fact that the guy didn't do a maisa hanacha. It's that if I light it inside, someone sees me light it inside. What are they going to say? I did it for my own tzarech. Let me ask you a question. Why isn't that the same psul for halakos mitzvah? Why is the Gemara turned to it's in the wrong makom? Right? Yeah. Let's get all the facts now. Now the Gemara says Tashma. Now comes the third one. You see why this is a little complicated? This is very. There's something going. There's a lot of weird things going on here. Now the Gemara says Tashma.
Ashashis.
Okay. So now this is. Now I'm going to learn Tosfos' way. Okay. I'm going to make it simple. I'm going to learn Tosfos' way. So let's assume what happened. I'm going to learn Tosfos' Havmina way. Okay. So what happened on Friday night? Okay, I had a massive 36-hour oil lamp. Okay, it's going to last 36 hours. And what do? On Friday night, I got to light my Ner Hanukkah, right? Before we'll get into on Shabbos, which one comes first, but I light my Ner Hanukkah, right? And now what happens? Motzei Shabbos comes along, and I have in front of me a lit Ner Hanukkah. Mm-hmm. Okay? So the Brisa says, V'haisa dolekas lekas kol yom, keep going.
Motzei Shabbos
mechabe umadlika. So what do I have to do? I have to blow out the candle and then relight it. Now, without going on the Gemara, obviously this supports which position?
Halakha
is a mitzvah, right? Because what does it show you? It shows you that I can't rely on a lit candle. Right. So the Gemara says, "E amr bishlama." Halakha is a
mitzvah. Shapir.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful, right? Mm-hmm. Ella.
El e amr is halakha is a mitzvah. Hi, machbe
umadlika. Mechabe umadlika. Keep going.
Mechabe umadlika umanicha umadlika.
Mibayale. Very odd. So the Gemara says, according to Nachos, so this isn't going to work. Why? Because the Gemara should have said Mechav Malika. Rather, what should it have said? It should have said, I blow it out, I pick it up, I put it down, then light it. Whoa. Okay, let's go slow there. Read that again. I blow it out. I blow it out, I pick it up, I put it down, then I light it. There's a lot of problems in that statement.
Why are you blowing it out?
Okay, that's one question. Why don't I just do what? Why don't I just pick it up and put it down? Just pick it up and put it down. That's the Ramban's question. I just pick it up and put it down.
Why aren't you lighting before you put it back down?
Yeah, that's it.
Why do I have to?
Because we seem to be saying that, like, with the case where you light inside and then you take it outside. that that you're supposed to be.
Who said I have to do a ma'isa halakha? What if I had a candle sitting on my sitting inside my house and it lit spontaneously? Why is that? Who says I have to require? I'm quite doing ma'isa halakha.
The previous case was a lit candle before you hung yesterday.
Exactly, but I was inside, so the row is going to say something is off about it. Well, let me ask another question. What else is strange here? You know what else is strange? That the Gemara says, I blow it out, pick it up, but I don't light it when it's in my hands. I put it down and then light it. But that sounds like, that doesn't sound like I have to do a Maisa Nacha. That sounds like it has to be Munach before I light it. But the Gemara before doesn't seem to say that. It seems to say that there's a Maisa Hanacha. Not that it could be defined as Munach prior to lighting. So the Ramban actually is going to change his girsa. Okay, yeah.
It can't be that.
The language of the Rishonim is it's Iker Mitzvasa.
100%. If you go by Iker Mitzvah, then the reason...
I'll even use the Kvias line, right? If you want to say it's a din in Kvias, which is the easy way to go, okay, well, what do? I break the Kvias by picking it up, and then reestablish the Kvias by putting it back down again. What do I have to relight it for? Right? You know what I mean? Can't just be a Kvias idea, because then the Gemara never would have said this possibility. I don't want to hear an answer. Hold on. So now one more proof in the Gemara. Now the Gemara says, Ve'od. I'm sure you do. We'll discuss it on Sunday. You got to go through Tosfos and the Ramban first. One. So the Gemara says, Kiddushanu. Shmaminah. Okay, so you see two things. Number one, the Gemara does not have an answer to the last kasha. The Gemara throws up the white flag and says, you know what, you're right. Halakha osa mitzvah. But let me ask you a question. If the Gemara says halakha osa, in other words, if by the last case of if I lit the candle Friday night and it lasts until Motzei Shabbos, right? If that's a raya, that it's halakha osa mitzvah, not hanocha osa mitzvah, right? So the Gemara should have stopped right there. But then the Gemara says, no, we have another raya, the bracha. But let me ask you a question. What's strange about that raya?
That's a after the fact.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Meaning once we come to our conclusion, we establish bracha as being...
circular.
Yeah. No. Okay, one second.
You don't say, hey, here's a bracha.
One second. You have two options in front of you. Either you're going to tell me that because it's halakha osa mitzvah, that's why we make the bracha of the halak ner shochanaka, but then it says in araya. But if you say that a priori you had a bracha of the halak ner shochanaka, then why go through all this back and forth that you say, you know how you know halakha osa mitzvah? Because that's the language of the bracha. Which is in Masechta Sofrim, by the way. But that's the language, I mean, the Gemara itself is going to bring it down here in Bavli, but why not just say that? There's Mimadashach. Either way you go, it's funny. Either you're going to tell me, if you're going to tell me that's because of Lokos and Mitzvah, that's why it's Lahadik Ner, then what do you call it? Then this is not a Raya. If you're going to tell me we know a priori that it's Lahadik Ner Shachanaka, then why bother with all these Tashmahs? Just tell us, I'll tell you why Halakha Osa Mitzvah. Because the Bracha says so. I mean, it seems easy to me, right?
Yeah.
Okay.